Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, Kramer and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
Hello, welcome to your Wednesday show.
Good morning, happy Wednesday.
We are 2 days until Halloween. We are 3 days until November. That means we are approximately less than 65 days until the end of the year.
Yay.
Which is like, that's wild, man. It's almost 2026. Like, what in the world? What's happening? Crazy, crazy time warp. All right. Let's get to a very spooky Would You Rather Wednesday. All right, you know how this goes, right? We just give you two scenarios. Today, two haunted scenarios. You choose, which one would you rather? They're both hauntedly unfortunate. And you just gotta choose which one would you rather and tell us why. So, would you rather spend the night in a graveyard? Okay.
Yeah, hurry up.
Or spend the night in an abandoned previous insane asylum. Now, let me say this before we get into it. You don't know if either of them have, like, haunted, per se. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like this is a haunted graveyard. Like, you don't know what you're walking into here.
Yeah.
So, like, you're kind of taking your chance here.
Yeah.
So, like, you're just walking into a random graveyard. It's not like I'm like, oh, yeah, this graveyard's, like, super paranormal. Mm-hmm. Like, you're just, like, graveyard? Like, basically, like, path A leads you to a graveyard. Path B leads you to an insane asylum. Which one you spend the night in?
Yeah.
410-583-1065. Jess?
I'm going graveyard. I was watching Hocus Pocus last night. And I don't know. I think that's why. I feel like I would be able to handle a graveyard better than an abandoned building that used to be an insane asylum. So I would go graveyard.
Is there a reason why? But why you think that?
It's more open space.
Okay.
I can see around me. I can see the stars.
No corners.
I won't feel as closed in. So I would go graveyard.
All right. Charlotte? Are you going to spend the night in a graveyard? Or are you going to spend the night in an insane asylum? There's nobody there anymore, but it was before.
I would definitely go abandon asylum because, one, I don't do camping. I need to have a roof over my head. We're not doing that.
That's a good point.
You know? Yeah. And two, as a mentally ill girly myself, I feel like if there were spirits, they'd just be like, yeah, you're one of us. You chill.
I think... you know, Charlotte kind of sold me on that. I think I'd rather be inside versus outside. Mm-hmm. If there's a chance, obviously not knowing what we're getting ourselves into here, and that was a stipulation. Like, we don't know if there's going to be ghosts there or not. So it's like, we don't know. I think I'd rather be inside because, like, I don't want to be outside. I just don't want to be outside. Like, I love hiking. I love, and this is what's weird about me. I love to be outdoors, except for at night. I do not want to sleep outside. I do not want to be outside at nighttime. I just don't want to be. Zero. I'm going with a sane asylum. Put me in there. Yep. I don't care versus being outside in a graveyard.
If we're getting haunted, let's at least not get bug bites.
Let's not get bug bites. I feel that 100%. I love that.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
If you still have not picked up your Halloween candy, listen up because the numbers are in and we officially know what Maryland trick-or-treaters are craving this year. According to new data from DoorDash, the most popular candy across the state in Maryland is Snickers. So DoorDash looked at candy orders for the month leading up to Halloween to predict what to fill our buckets this year. And apparently Marylanders love Snickers more than any other candy. But the candy that really runs the rest of the country, that was Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. And I guess that was the number one candy in 14 states, including all of our neighbors.
Number two.
IKEA has created a mini bed for phones to help us stop doom scrolling. Mm. The Phone Sleep Collection is a mini IKEA bed frame complete with an NFC chip that tracks how long your phone sleeps. And if you tuck it in for 7 straight nights, you can even earn a $27 voucher to IKEA. So unfortunately, it's not available in the U.S. yet, but depending on how it performs, it could eventually be rolling out globally.
I mean, I think we need this, right?
A mini bed for your phone?
I don't know about y'all, but like, I gotta find something. I gotta find something to put my phone away. And I went to go see my doctor a couple months ago, and she said, what time do you put your phone away at night? And I'm like,
You're like, I fall asleep with it on.
I'm like, what do you mean?
It's next to my face.
She's like, how many minutes before you go to bed? And I'm like,
none.
30 seconds.
No way. You really?
I mean, it's the last thing I look at. What are you talking about?
Dude, I put my phone on my charger in my room, and I leave it in my room. And then on Sundays, I like leave it in my room all day.
What do you mean I leave it in my room? So, what does that mean?
So like, I will purposely put my phone on the charger in my bedroom, and then we're in the living room, like having dinner and like winding down, and I'm watching like Nobody Wants This and like all the things, but I don't have my phone next to me. It's like in my room, because if it's next to me, I'll be like,
but then you don't look at how long.
And then when I go to bed, I like obviously make sure my alarm's on, because my main thing is my OCD is my biggest fear, is like somehow my alarms are not turned on.
So you'll check it one more time?
Yeah, and then that's it. I like keep my phone in the room so I'm not like doing it. And then also too, when we go into the bedroom, it's like we are going to bed. We don't like chill in there. Do you have a TV in your room?
I do, but I don't watch it.
Okay,
but
cool.
I'm on my phone. But here's what they say. They say no screen. This is what they say.
Yeah.
No screens.
Oh, and no TV?
No TV.
Aw, boo.
Yeah. 2 hours before you go to bed.
No, I ran through season 2 of Nobody Wants This.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, who are these people?
No way.
And God bless you. If you're reading before bed, God bless you. Like, that's amazing.
Is TV a little better because at least it's not close to your eyeballs?
No, it's still a screen. It's basically what it's doing is it's the light.
But Gilmore Girls calms me down.
I know. It's just not working.
Number one.
Is Kim K done with reality TV? In a recent interview, Kim Kardashian revealed that she will be qualified to practice law in just 2 weeks. The reality TV star said, maybe in 10 years, I think I'll give up being Kim K and be a trial lawyer. That's actually what she really wants to do. So Kim Kardashian has been studying law since 2018 through California's Law Office Study Program instead of traditional law school. She passed what they call the baby bar exam in 2021 after 3 failed attempts and completed her law program this past May.
Yeah, I used to make fun of her for this kind of stuff, but honestly, she's doing so much good stuff.
She's done so much with that.
I'm not even mad at her anymore. I'm like, yeah, please help more, because she's kind of killed it, y'all.
It's pretty cool. This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
Would you be willing to pay your ex, we'll call it like spousal support, like cat spousal support, catamony, for like a previous pet
just
in your...
Just say cat child support.
Cat child support. Dog child support.
Yeah.
Would you be willing to pay that because you love your pet so much? That's exactly what happened with a couple They got divorced. This is over in Turkey. A couple's getting divorced, and they came up with this weird, I mean, y'all, we keep up with a bunch of news stories. I've never heard something like this. They're calling theirs catamony. Basically, the woman got the custody of their two cats, and her ex-husband basically agreeing to pay cat support,
wow,
which is $240
a month
every 3 months.
Oh, okay.
For 10 years.
Okay.
Up to 10 years, obviously, as long as the cats stay alive, mm-hmm, for the cat's expenses. Mm-hmm. And she was pushing. She was like, hey, like, these are basically just like our kids.
And they didn't want to separate them.
They didn't want to separate them. So she kind of like won them in the custody agreement.
Yeah.
And then she also said, like, this is what they're going to cost. So he needs to pay me for them. He is saying, like, I want to make sure they're taken care of. So, like, I'll agree to that. So every 3 months, he is now required by law, mm-hmm, to pay $240 for the care of those cats.
I guess that's kind of nice since they both came to that agreement. Like, that's something they both want to do.
So let's figure this out. Because I will say, in separations, pets are a pretty complicated thing.
Yeah,
right?
I lost two cats in a separation.
And how did, okay, so how did you get to that? Like, how, when you guys, in your last relationship.
Yeah.
Did you guys get the two animals while you were in a relationship? Because I feel like if you come in with one, obviously you can leave with one. If you guys get a
pet. We got them together.
So then how did you not get one on the way out?
He wanted both of them, and I was the one that was moving out. Mm. And I also didn't know where I was going to go. And I was honestly homeless for a second. Like, I did not know where I was going to live and where I was going to go.
Yeah.
And so I genuinely couldn't take care of them. And I wasn't about to, like, do that to the cats. And he wanted both of them, so he got them.
Do you feel, would you, if he came to you and said, hey, listen, we got these together. They're our responsibility. I need you to pay me to take care of these cats. Would you feel obligated to pay him then every couple of months? Because, I mean, y'all, pets are expensive. Let's be honest. Food, vets, like, it cost a lot of money.
I think it depends on the climate of the relationship too.
Yeah.
So to answer your question, the answer would have been no. But I do think it would have been different if I was in a position where, like, I had a stable place to go. I think I would have pushed way harder to at least take one of them, to be honest with you.
Okay. Now, would you want to split them up?
Yes. I wouldn't mind separating them because they had favorites. So I definitely would have taken the one that loved me
it's
more.
Hard. Listen, it's a hard question. Yeah. Charlotte, you said this is kind of a hot button issue for you. And we're talking about when you separate the animal situation. Like, what do you do with that? Like, it's always kind of a weird issue. How do you deal with that? And you said this is kind of a hot button issue for you.
Yeah, this brings up a lot of feelings for me because I, like, have a child of divorced cat also. Yeah. Mine was from a friendship breakup. We were roommates for 2 years and we had a cat, Stephen Sondheim, and I still think of him often.
And you guys got it together while you guys were together.
We adopted him together. We picked him out together, but my roommate was very difficult and, like, intentionally, like, kept him in her room.
Ew.
And I was really against that because I was like, I'm afraid if we don't keep him in the common area, he's gonna, like, not bond with me.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And I was correct, and he ended up liking her more. So
that was a power move, so she could get him in the end.
She did many just in case things like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, if she asked me to pay for him because she did such horrible things to me, I would be like,
you'd be pissed.
I'd be like, absolutely not.
That's tricky. So, you know, my dog Kiki, right? And y'all know I loved Kiki. There's two things I wanted in my divorce. I wanted my house and I wanted Kiki, and that was it. Other than that, I didn't really care. And I wouldn't have asked her for money for Kiki because I wanted her. So I was like, I'll take on the responsibility. That's fine. Now, if for some reason my ex-wife wanted her, ain't no way I'm giving her money for Kiki. I think whoever gets the pet has to take on the responsibility.
Yeah.
Like, if you want the pet that bad, like, you can't be asking me for money then don't take on that responsibility. You can't be calling me and saying, can you pay for the vet bills? Like, no, you wanted the pet. Like, that's your, like, then don't take the pet.
And we don't have visitation rights. So, like,
that is actually very true.
You know?
I think that would be a different discussion because I do know that that's also an element as well where when there are splits or breakups, people do that. People do have visitation with the animal.
True.
And I feel like if that's the case, I think maybe, like, sharing costs would come into play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's like, if you want the animal, I don't think that I need to, like, pay you. I think that's kind of messed up.
Yeah.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 minute. Mix 106.5.
All right, let's go. $1,000 in free dashing. Yes, we're playing with caller number 10 this morning. Hi, who's this?
This is Kristen.
Hi, Kristen. You're number 10.
Hey, Kristen.
Oh my gosh,
you did it.
Well, I'm only pulling over.
Wait, who else is in the car, Kristen?
My daughter, Skylar.
And Skylar. Hi. Kristen, Skylar. Have you guys ever played before?
No. Oh,
first timer. Awesome. Yeah, first timer. Let's go. Well, welcome, guys. Yeah, pull over. Do what you need to do. We're really excited to have you guys. Is this the first time you ever called, or do you guys try to call all the time?
I called 2 days ago. First time.
Wait, hang on. You tried one time 2 days ago, and then you didn't try yesterday for some reason. You were like, nah, not yesterday.
Yeah, I made my daughter's my good luck charm.
Oh, so sweet.
And then you just tried. I'm going to tell you this. People try this for years to get in, okay? Literally years. And then you try once on Monday, didn't work. Why didn't you try yesterday? Can we ask why you didn't try yesterday?
I dropped off my kids, and I'm usually driving, and I can't call.
Okay.
Safety first, always. Whatever.
Yeah, first, of course. And then you try again today for the second time, and you got through. Well, that's crazy. Well, welcome, guys. Well, let's explain the rules to you guys. We're happy to have you here, and then we're going to go for that $1,000 in free Dash and gas. Jessica, how do we do this?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now, remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just have to say pass. And then we can go back to them only if there's time at the end. Kristen and Skylar, you ready to play?
We are.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. What is the term for the person who holds the ball for the kicker in football?
Pass.
Question number two. What car brand's logo features 4 interlocking rings?
Audi.
Correct. Question number three. Who starred as Barbie in the 2023 movie Barbie?
Margot Robbie.
Correct. Question number four. What month is 9 months after February?
December.
It's not December, unfortunately.
Come on, Mother.
It is not.
You should have let me count. Oh, my gosh.
Skylar, what happened?
It's November.
I'm excited we got through.
No
beef between mom and daughter dynamic duo. Like, it happens. You guys got through. That's a win. It's totally okay.
Yeah, we had a little technical error behind the scenes, too, but it's okay. We got there. You guys were fun, though. We were killing it there for a while. And here's the thing. You guys are clearly good luck. So if you can get through after the second time trying, you'll get through all the time. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. So let's go back to the one you passed on, and then we'll finish the round and see how you would have done. So back to number all one. Right. What is the term for the person who holds the ball for the kicker in football? That is the holder.
Yeah.
We're going to pass through to number five. What do you call a group of witches?
A coven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Coven.
And number six, what fruit is in piña coladas along with pineapple?
Coconut.
Yeah.
Isn't it coconut?
Yeah, coconut, correct.
Oh, you know your answers. Maybe I should have been the holder.
Number seven, what mountain range separates Switzerland from Italy, France, and Austria?
I'm not
Swiss
Alps.
It's the Swiss Alps. Yeah. Well, dang. If we got through holder, I feel like we would have done okay. It's the months. The months question through.
You did good, and I hope you never stop calling because we love talking to you. Okay.
Yeah. Wait. Really quick. What's the relation? You guys are mother daughter.
Yes.
Skylar, how old are you?
I'm 15.
Yeah, okay. You really give it to mom there.
You're a teenager.
Mom, go on. Come on. Wow, you guys are fun. Okay, so don't stop calling. You guys are a lot of fun. And the good thing with this game, we do it again every day. It's a brand new game, so you can call back tomorrow. You guys are clearly good at getting through. Let's give it another shot same time tomorrow, okay?
All right, thanks so much.
Have a good day, you guys, and head to Dashin for their brand new mouthwatering parfait. It's got creamy low-fat Yoplait yogurt, mixed berries, and crunchy granola. It's healthy, wholesome, and made fresh every day at Dashin.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
We're in the middle of Maryland's scariest real-life ghost story competition for the week, which means what, Jess?
You are competing against your neighbors for the trophy of Maryland's scariest real-life story. So the story to be right now is Curtis from Westminster. He was our first competitor from Monday. His story was he and his family went to Gettysburg, and when they came back home, his son was just a little over 1 year old, and he started screaming in his room and kept looking in this one corner. And the feeling got so bad that they actually called their pastor to come over. He confirmed that there was like a presence in the house, so they had to bless it. And it was like he could see in his son's eyes when something had left the room.
Kayla's in Fort Meade. Good morning, Kayla.
Morning.
You think you can beat that?
I'm pretty sure I can.
Well, let's go. Your 60 seconds to tell your real life ghost story starts right now. Go.
Hi. So I used to live back home on an island, and my grandmother loved to send us like these little toys that would make noises, and they would like sing and dance. So me and my cousins were sitting in the living room and everybody else was asleep and we were playing Rock Band. And then we stopped the game that we were playing. And then all of a sudden you kind of get like a weird cold feeling in the room. And then the toy monkey that was on our piano started going off like crazy. And it started moving. So it was moving and dancing to the point that it fell off the piano. And we all just like ran out of the room screaming. And so when my mom came into the room, the monkey was back on the piano. Like it never moved at all. So then.
Oops. You got about 5 seconds.
Yeah, it was just so creepy and so scary. Like we could never be in the living room again by ourselves.
Wait, what island were you? What do you mean you were on an island? Where were you?
So I'm originally from the island of Guam.
Okay, all right. Yeah, just the way you said that made it sound very haunted. Like, wait. I'm from an island. Like, what do you mean you're from an island?
But
that alone, I'm like, wait.
We have like a lot of ghost stories. Like
I'm sure. Wait.
But do you think your grandma sent you a haunted monkey toy? Like, what do you mean?
Well, we're so superstitious, and she says, like, any toys that have marble eyes, like, keep souls in them. So, if, like, there's, like, a wandering ghost or something, it will attach itself to the toy.
Oh.
So why did she send that to you? Why did she send that to you, then?
I don't know. She thought it was cute. We didn't want it, but we didn't want to be rude, so we took it home.
We didn't want to be rude. Give me the haunted toy. I can't let Granny down.
What? No, not yet, yeah. Kayla. That is so scary.
It's people pleasing to its finest right here, Jess.
Wait, do you guys still have it? Were you like so afraid to throw it away?
Oh no, we threw it away.
Okay,
but
good.
Like, I wish I told like the best part of the story.
Well, you
like,
know what? Now you have. Well, you can't say I wish I told and not tell us. Now
what
I can't.
Happened?
I can't let you not tell the best part of the story. Now tell the best part of the story. What happened?
So
So the house we lived in was actually the burial site of where, like, my uncle had died.
Well, girl. You can't not. Why did you leave that part out of the story?
In the beginning, you were like, I was on this island. I used to live there.
You spent 20 seconds telling us about the island. Like,
but I appreciate the rock band mention. That was a very nice Isolde moment.
Also completely unnecessary in the story.
No, it did make sense. No, it made sense because obviously the monkey was feeling the music.
Okay, give us 1 second. We're going to deliberate. I'm going to put you on hold for 1 second. What do you guys think? I mean, do we?
Man.
So here's what we have, guys.
There's
we have,
so much like lore with Kayla.
I know.
It was like the tidbits to, after the fact. She's like, oh yeah, the graveyard. Oh yeah, in Guam. Oh had, yeah, you know. It's like sometimes they hold
my dead
souls.
Uncle.
Anyway.
Anyway, I forgot to mention that.
Yeah.
Okay, so what we have Curtis, who's our standing competitor right now. He went to Gettysburg, Devil's Den. He came home. His child, who's one, clearly can't really know anything that's going on, saw this figure in the corner, started screaming. They had to bring a priest in. Priest cleared it, and the kid never screamed in the room ever again, right? And then we've got Kayla. She lived on an island. It was just Guam, but it sounds scary when we say she lived on an island. So I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. She lived on an island, and her grandmother, which, by the way, was also a burial of her. It was
uncle.
A burial uncle, right?
Where that she lived, yeah.
Her grandmother gave her this toy that had these marble eyes, which supposedly was also had the souls of dead people in it.
They believe sometimes. Right. They believe it can be like a whole place, yeah.
And so then she literally... yeah,
the monkey was the like, monkey it started dancing on the piano.
Fell off.
And then went back on the piano.
Which one's scary? Who's moving on?
I will say I do think Kayla's story is very scary, but I think Curtis is still like the number one for me right now.
Charlotte.
Personally.
I think Burial Ground might take it to the top.
Okay,
think,
so so you're going Kayla, Charlotte?
I think I'm going Kayla.
Okay, so what are you going to do? You're the tiebreaker. Yeah.
I think I've got to give it to Curtis. I think when it comes to scary, I was more scared during Curtis's story.
That's true.
And like, I just got to be honest. Like
Kayla.
Your story was
honestly,
a little
though,
all over the place.
So Curtis is taking it, but Kayla, you're my favorite. All right.
Yeah.
So far,
Spirit Award, Kayla.
Yeah.
You get Spirit Award. All right. There goes Kayla. Yeah. Kayla, thank you for calling. We appreciate you.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
So I feel like I kind of owe you guys an apology. I have been off the last couple of days, and I hope it's not coming through on the air. I know it's been coming through behind the scenes, but I don't know if it's been coming through on the air or not. It has been a really tricky couple of days for me emotionally. And I think this is going to be, I think you're going to be able to like relate to kind of what I'm going through right now. Has there ever been something that you've really wanted to do for a very long time? And you go for it, and it kind of seems like it's out of touch. Like, maybe you're not going to be able to, like, hit a goal of yours because you just don't think you're going to be able to get there. I might get emotional again. Y'all, this weekend, I started yoga teacher training. And it's something that I've wanted to do now probably for the last 5 years, probably ever since I got to Baltimore. It's like kind of, like, come in and out of my spectrum. Yoga's meant a lot to me for like the last decade because it's always kind of been there for me through like some hard times. And I kind of wanted to be able to give that back to people, especially guys, because I feel like there's not, I wish there's more of like a male presence in the yoga world. So I finally, about 2 months ago, I decided, you know what, I'm going to like deep dive into this and become a yoga teacher. I had my first training over the weekend, and it was really hard.
Yeah.
Because it's not what I thought it was going to be at all. It is way more than just learning how to do, you know, downward dog, everything that you think yoga, especially even if you don't even know like a lot about yoga. I think whatever you just visualized in your head, it's not just learning the poses, y'all. A lot of the weekend was having to like deep dive into your emotional self. So like it was all these really deep questions and like, who are you? And like, what are you about? And like, what's your trauma? And
I would imagine so, to be honest with you. I feel like a lot of people use yoga as a place to feel some sort of peace and balance.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you're going to be the one that's like not only keeping pace of the room with the movement, but you're kind of like spearheading a lot of the energy that's in that room. So I would imagine that it's very, very hard. And I'm sure that there's a lot of things that go into that.
So this weekend, y'all, was like kind of like an emotional boot camp. Mm-hmm. And I had no idea that's what I was walking into. So let me explain the last 2 hours of what I left on Sunday night. Basically, before I walked into the radio show Monday morning, was the question we were left with was, what was the hardest day of your life? And for 2 hours, we had to sit there and share that moment with each other. There's 15 of us. Share that moment and then sit there and listen to each other's hardest moment. And here's the worst part, not react to one another. Basically, not try to console one another, not in the
like
point
to stay calm.
To stay calm and, yeah. and to basically just be there with each other's pain, but not try to fix it.
Yeah.
Ooh. And honestly, y'all, it's now been 48 hours and I'm still not right from it. It was that emotionally taxing on me. Now, I didn't realize how hard that was on me until I recorded my podcast. I do a podcast with my mom, by the way, in case you don't know, called Certified Mama's Boy. And I literally, in that moment when I was recording, and I think because I can get so honest with my, I mean, when you talk to your mom, it's so different. Mm-hmm. I realized I don't know that I can actually do this. I don't know that I can actually pull off being a yoga teacher. And my mom, I think, has some good advice probably for all of us in this whole thing. So I'm going to play a clip from my podcast, Certified Mama's Boy, here. She's going to reference something, just give you a point of reference here. She's going to mention Rainbow Village. My mom was a... She worked for this transitional housing program for women getting out of abusive relationships. So when that's for about 25 years, that's what she did. So when she mentions Rainbow Village, that's what she's talking about. Listen to this. This is me just realizing I don't know that I can actually emotionally handle this. Listen,
you need to be able to like be comfortable with other, basically your students' emotions and like not try to fix it. Just be able to be with them and their emotions. It's like we have to just sit here in this discomfort. And y'all, it was absolutely gut-wrenching. In that 2 hours, I'm getting chills. Just I might get emotional. Actually, I will get emotional. It was really hard.
No.
It was really hard. Just to know that, like, so many people have gone through so many things. And you just know there's nothing you can do about it. I really hope that I can do this. I hope that I can like get through this. Because I want to. Like I want to be able to help people.
Well, I believe it will get easier. I mean, the only thing I can really relate that to is, you know, my work at Rainbow Village and how hard all those stories were to hear. You learn to sit with others in their pain. It becomes like a sixth sense of knowing that just your presence there is really the most important thing you can do. Just to be present with them in their pain, because it is their pain. It is their story. And the challenge becomes not taking on other people's pain and story. And I think for me, it took a long time, but I can't really say when the turning point was. But at some point in time, when you hear those stories so much and you come to see that, you know, there's really nothing you can do or that you are supposed to do other than be present, then you become comfortable or more comfortable just being there with them. Just being there with them.
Yeah, well, that's nice, Mom. I'm glad she can pull that off. I don't know. Honestly, y'all, like, I don't know.
How long did she do that for with Rainbow Village?
25 years.
Wow.
25 years.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So, honestly, I'm just, I'm in, like, not a great headspace with it. I'm going to keep going with it because I really want to do this. But just know, when you go into a yoga class, it ain't just downward dog and all those poses, man. This stuff is really, really emotionally taxing for sure. Is Halloween for adults or is it just for kids, you think? I don't really know how to answer this question. Adult-a-ween is kind of becoming a thing this year, I guess. Do you want to explain the concept behind adult-a-ween, Jess?
Yeah, so there's literally a new report out saying that more than half of adults believe they deserve their own adult Halloween night without childcare responsibilities. And I guess like this number has jumped every single year, where 71% of parents agree Halloween also belongs to grown-ups too.
And I guess like when you go and have kids, like you don't really get a Halloween anymore. I guess it becomes a lot harder like to actually get Halloween, because Halloween night probably goes to trick or treating, or maybe you've done trunk or treat, and like it does become less and less and less about you. Because like Charlotte, you're going to be going out for Halloween, right? She's got multiple costumes, and Charlotte's in her late 20s, and we all remember those days, right? Jess, you're 32. Mm-hmm. You do not have kids, but you don't even want to go out.
I don't want to go out, but like my version of like doing Halloween is like I want to be in like my house is Halloween themed,
right?
And like I want to be in my Halloween jammies, and I want to get like my pumpkin spice latte, and I want to watch my Halloween movies. And so I think that like even though it's a different version of Halloween, I wouldn't let anyone tell me like you're a grown up, like why do you have like pumpkin towels and why are you wearing your pumpkin
As
slippers?
You should.
Right,
do you get
right,
what I'm saying? Right. I feel like adults should get to celebrate in whatever way it is.
I think it kind of has to be primarily like when it comes to the focus of Halloween. It does seem to be more kid-based, though. Like, if the priority had to go to somebody, let's say we had one night, okay? We had one night, and let's just say you had a whole family. Mm-hmm. I don't think the priority should go to the adults versus the kids, right? Like, it shouldn't be, like, let's say the adults wanted to go to a party, and the kids wanted to go trick-or-treating. I would say the priority would have to go to the kids wanting to go trick-or-treating.
Well,
versus,
that's why you do trick-or-treating at first, and then you go to the party later.
But let's say you could only choose one. Okay. Let's say that only one of those two things could happen over the night. Let's say that the adults wanted to go to a costume party and kids wanted to go to trick or treating. Only one of those things could happen. Which one to you would feel more right on Halloween?
I think you clearly are going to go trick or treating, but I think that part of this conversation, so like this stat says 62% of adults in Maryland believe Halloween is as much as for adults as kids. In that kind of scenario, I think that like adults would get to and parents would get to participate in the costume. I think when I see this, it kind of makes me think of the people that say like, why are you dressing up? You're not a kid kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so I think that is wrong. I feel like adults, whether you're a parent or not, and you want to celebrate in some kind of way, if you want to dress up in some kind of way, you should be able to do that versus someone being like, but you're not a kid, so like why are you dressing up right now?
It does feel weird to me, though, if I'm being honest, because we're walking through all the scenarios as we talk, right? So like
I'm gonna, like when I have kids, I'm full on, like I already have a list of like all the group family costumes we're doing.
That's fine, but you're not gonna like wear a costume to like to, you know, the grocery store just for fun.
I think, well,
but some people do. And
yeah,
I think that's weird.
On Halloween, like people are definitely dressing
weird.
Up.
I think that's weird adult behavior. I think if you wear a costume
to work
just for fun and you're
on
not
Halloween,
and you're not just and you don't have like for example, we have this like, we're forced to go to this Halloween costume thing. We are. I'm just going to be honest with you. We're forced to. That's fine. But like if you...
You're saying on Friday when no one else is here and
right.
someone comes in a costume, you think that's wrong.
If that's funsies, I think that's
weird.
You know
what I
think that's
do?
Weird behavior.
As a spooky girl, I like to do like for the week of Halloween, like I'll dress up in like spooky earrings and like black and stuff. But
things.
It won't be like a full blown costume in public. It's just like,
you think that's whack too? Your face.
Kind of weirdo
you?
Behavior.
Why?
You're a weirdo.
I don't know.
You hate joy and
that's,
fun
that
and making
sounds,
the world more magical for children.
That sounds for but you just said for children. And that's what I'm
no,
saying.
No, but that's
I
just
don't
part
think...
of it. Like if I was a kid and I saw someone dressed as a witch walking around the grocery store, I'd be like, that's cool.
Dude, I've done a Halloween themed like type situation every day. Like yesterday I wore like my pumpkin sweater with the ghost on it. Today I'm wearing like Halloween socks. Like tomorrow, you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
I'm going to do something
like
Halloween
if I wear,
themed every day.
Yeah. If I wear a scary movie shirt, that's not weird at all.
Tell
yeah.
me if this is a hot take. I literally just came up with this and I think this is true. I think that Disney adults and people that dress up for Halloween are one tick away from one another. They're just one spookier and one's like,
uh-huh.
They both are the same thing, but they're just like a little bit off from me.
And the difference is like we like to have fun and you don't.
I don't know, but they're kind of the same kind of person to me.
And like, I mean, yeah, we like to enjoy stuff and you don't.
It's fine. But like, okay, so answer this question. Do you feel like Halloween is for adults or for kids?
Do you hate your life and don't like to do anything for fun?
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Does anyone else feel the urge to do the exact opposite of what you're supposed to do in places that you really should not act out in?
I don't know what you mean.
So over the weekend, I went to Hagerstown and I had like the most cutest like fall time. Hagerstown is so cute. And I went to the Washington County Museum of Fine Arts for the very first time. Yeah. And if you've never been there, it's actually one of four museums in Maryland accredited by the American Alliance of Museums, which is a very, very big deal in the art world. Okay. And this space is so peaceful. It's gorgeous. But when I am in a museum, there's just so much open space that all I want to do is like run around and like I want to touch everything. I want to like skip, like I want to be, I'm like giggling. Like it's not like you're not allowed to talk in museums, but I feel like everyone else is like trying to kind of like whisper. But I have no other way to explain it than like I just want to play. Like when I'm in a museum, it makes me feel like I'm a kid on a field trip and I'm just having so much fun. Like I just want
to
like skip around and run around and but I think it's so fun. Like I have this overwhelming like sense of like joy and playfulness. Yeah. And I don't know if it's because like there's so much open space that I want to like do so many things. And I was with my husband, Garage Boy, and I literally said it to him and I was like, don't you just want to like run around and like skip and like be crazy? And he literally said, no.
Yeah.
I want to be quiet as possible and just relax and chill. Cause he could tell I was like ramping up. I was like, let's run around. Like, let's just skip and hold hands.
Yeah. It seems like a weird place to like, Are you the kind of person too? And I've always wondered this, like, for example, people that like, feel the urge to like laugh at a funeral. Are you that kind of person too that like just has the absolute opposite urge of like what everyone else is doing?
So that situation, no, but it made me ask myself the question of like, what are other places and situations where like, is it like particular and different things where you feel like the sudden urge to do the opposite of what you're supposed to do? And maybe it's because I, like a bunch of kids were on a field trip. And it just made me, I don't know, it was just like so fun. Well, and
do you find yourself in other spots where like you should not be acting a certain way, but like you do?
Like in a library, yeah. I have a hard time being quiet.
Because
I don't know why. Like I just want
to. Do you think it's like a control thing? Do you think it's like because you know you're not supposed to be that way? And so you're like, well, if they tell me not to do this, I swear to God, like I'm just gonna like do a backflip in this museum because
honestly, I'm not sure. There's some situations where like when I'm living my life and I am in a certain place, I feel like I'm in a movie. And like whenever I imagine museums, I'm thinking of like the Night of the Museum and like Ben Stiller and like things coming to life. I can't tell you. It's like a montage kind of goes on in my brain. And like when I'm at a library, I think of like Belle and Beauty and the Beast, and she's like, she's on the ladder thing and she's like singing and stuff. So when I'm in those places, I am romanticizing the idea in my brain.
That's interesting.
But Garage Boy was like feeling very uncomfortable. No, he's like, please.
Don't bust into song.
We're having a good time. Do not skip. Everyone can hear your heels on the floor. Do not run around.
We can do this. Where do you have the opposite reaction of what you're supposed to? Like, are you like Jess and you just find yourself having the absolute opposite reaction of like the where you're supposed to be? Does that make sense? Like, do you find yourself having the exact opposite reaction of the location where you're supposed to be at? Shannon in Baltimore, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
All right, so what happens with you?
Oh my gosh. It used to happen to me all the time. It's like in my exams in college, especially, anything would set me off into like a fit of laughter. And I don't know. I think it's just, I mean, like, one time it was actually legit. There was a typo in the exam, and instead of saying assess, it said asses.
Not asses.
And it's like complete
test.
Silence. It's like complete silence in there, and you're just like giggling.
It was in a freaking economics exam, and it was. I couldn't breathe. I had tears running down my face. I didn't get kicked out, but I kicked myself out. I could not get a grip. But it would be anything like that when everyone's supposed to be focused.
Yeah,
quiet,
stressed
like,
out.
Squeak their chair or something, and that would be it.
I'm dead off that. That is so
funny.
I feel you.
That
is so funny. It's such an unfortunate time. Just imagine the girl giggling while you're trying to take a test. That's
so awful.
You're
like freaking out, fighting for your life.
Thank you for calling us. Who's up?
This is Angie on one in Baltimore. Angie also with Xander and Zoe in the car.
Hi, guys. So you, okay, Angie, you literally have the opposite reaction for like the situation. What happened?
Oh, I'm just a terrible mom. Like when the kids get hurt, I just, out of like both nervousness and just often because it's just like hilarious looking, I just crack up. I have to like stifle my laughter when they like, especially when they were little and they'd like, you know, just like run into a wall or like fall in a funny way. It's just like, it's like a big fail video and it's hilarious.
You're like,
and I am so sorry, guys. Like, it still is hysterical. Like, when you guys fall, like, it's just funny.
Are you telling them to their face right now? Are you talking to them?
When, like, the ball hits them in the head and stops them, it's like,
it's like, boink.
It's hysterical.
It's kind of like America's Funniest Video in real life for you.
It is.
But these are your kids.
Parenthood is.
These are your children.
Can we ask Xander and Zoe how they feel about that when they see you laughing? How do they feel?
Do I hide it well?
You hide it in your best way possible. On the soccer field, there's like one lone laugh you can hear.
And you know it's your mom?
Not one lone laugh, and it's your mom!
There's just like this... I definitely...
I try to hide it.
It's not working yet.
Does it make you sad though that you know your mom is laughing at your pain?
Honestly, it makes me want to laugh as well.
Okay, that's all right. Nice. As long as everyone's laughing,
that's
okay.
The silver lining.
Oh my gosh, this is very funny. Thank you for calling us,
guys.
Have a great day. Let me take one more. This is, my God, we're going to have to bump pumpkin
I'm
spice
crying.
After this. Yeah, this, Jess, I didn't know we were going
like,
to go here.
On the soccer field, I can hear my
one
mom.
One long laugh. this is Kay in Annapolis. Hi, Kay. Good morning.
Good morning.
You have the wrong reaction for the situation. What happens?
So I get very, very awkward at funerals. Mm-hmm. I crack a lot of jokes. Not supposed to do that. One of my highlights recently, well, not really highlights, isn't really a good thing. My boyfriend's grandfather passed away, and he's a very closed-off, emotionally person. And he started crying, you know, because his grandfather's being lowered into the ground.
Yeah.
And I turned to him, and I just dabbed.
Wait, what?
Like the thing from, like, 2016. I dabbed at him.
Wait, you dabbed, like, the grandpa or your crying boyfriend?
I dabbed at my crying boyfriend.
No.
What did he do?
We all looked at her like she had lost her mind, but knowing her, she's done this since she was a child. So it took me not by surprise, but his family just looked at her and shook their head.
You dabbed?
Oh, my God.
You dabbed. The man was being lowered into the ground, and you decided of all things you could have done. Listen, y'all, and to be honest with you, I knew the punchline to this story, and I still just died laughing. That was so crazy.
You know?
The
dab was almost like a salute, like a fire, like a send-off.
That's
you know?
What we can call it. That's like, what we can call it. That's, I think that's what we will call it. Yeah. Okay?
Okay, how did that go? How did that go over? I'm sorry, I had to walk away for a second. I was so out of control.
I mean, it didn't go bad. His family kind of didn't know what to say.
I'm sure.
So they just kind of looked away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he brings it up constantly. He's like, hey, remember when you dabbed when my grandfather was being lowered into the ground?
I would as well. I would bring that up at least weekly. I would.
Much like his grandfather, you took his breath away.
Literally. Oh my Charlotte! God. Come on.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today. The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.